My name is Pearl. I'm 10 years old and a 5th grade student from Winchester Thurston School. These are my reflections on interviewing George Eke. During the interview with George, I learned that you should always help people be happy, because seeing people smile can make you feel better inside. Even if moving and adapting to a new lifestyle can be hard, you should always look on the bright side. You can always find something that makes you smile. George taught me that if you smile, anything can get better. George had a very happy life in Nigeria. Games such as football and playing music with his friends were some of the things that George loved most about his childhood. He got to know his friends through many greetings and interactions. As a child, George had always loved education. When he was 28, he decided to move to the U.S. and follow his dream of studying social work. Putting smiles on people's faces had always made him feel good inside. He knew that America would be an amazing place where people had many opportunities for freedom. Although he was also aware of the struggles that people had in America, George was eager to help people work through them. The transition to America went very smoothly for George. One of the first things George noticed when he got to the U.S. was that everyone was very welcoming. They were all smiling and nobody was mad or upset. When he set foot in America, he was excited because he knew that he would be able to interact with a lot of diverse people. He liked how all of the people were very enthusiastic and eager to find solutions for problems. One of his favorite aspects of the U.S. was that he met and interacted with new people every day. Music was a big part of culture in Nigeria. Through music, George brought some of the big parts of Nigerian culture with him to America. This helped his wife make America her home because she missed Nigeria a lot. George taught me to always look on the bright side and know that if you smile, you can get through anything. He teaches this to people who are feeling sad or discouraged. George's dream was to make people smile, and he achieved this by immigrating to America. I hope that other 5th graders can learn as much from their interviewees as I did from George. I also hope that anyone who is feeling sad or discouraged will remember what George taught me.